Rise Got His Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Surely I ain't the only person to ever roll the windows down and accidentally litter.
Paige.
My life is like a bald man with a new brush.
And Fat Boy.
Why is it so hot? Why is it always hot? Why do I always sweat?
The Rise Guys every morning. 93 minute rock blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet.
Rocks!
You know, I told her, I was like, you have to know how many times, and she got a kick out of this when she kind of understood what I was saying. I'd say, Mommy, you got to understand something. Every time you would ever come on the radio, we would play a religious song. We would play a hymn, you know, something like this. I said, that was only because of you that was ever played on a rock and roll
right?
station. And, yeah, you know, I mean, like...
It wouldn't fit any other way.
No. I mean, it, you know, it could, but, it, yeah, in that way, it worked. And for years, like, my mom, you know, and I've talked about stuff for years and years and years, 23 years, and I'm very... grateful for that. My mama passed away on Saturday, and you know, it's like, where do I begin? other than, and I've seen people in the past when someone would leave this world, and they would have this demeanor of on maybe at the funeral home or the receiving of friends or whatever, and they would say something like, oh, it's okay, they're in a better place, they're, you know, yeah. Likely if it was an older person, you know, they would say something like, it's okay, they're not hurting anymore,
yeah, not in pain.
And I would hear that and I would accept it, but I also thought, but you gonna cry your eyes out when you leave here. Like, you putting on a front right now.
Mm-hmm. How could you not?
So, start this off, I'm gonna just read exactly, because I'm not gonna embellish this at all, but for many hours to make a video, because I thought, I was literally, and honest to God, I was literally thinking of you, the audience, and I was like, I have shared my mom through the show with you. I mean, my whole family. I mean, my daddy for years, my daughter, now my grandson. I just want to read what I wrote, because I tried to make a video. I couldn't do it. My vanity would kick in. I mean, that's exactly, I'm being very honest. It was I was like, yeah. you can't put that video. I deleted them on my phone and went on recently, deleted and deleted again, so it can never be found. So I said this, I'm heartbroken. I tried to make a video, but I just couldn't. My mama passed away on Saturday, joining my daddy and her parents in heaven. Many of you know she's had a tough time lately. We almost lost her last year, but she fought through it. She beat cancer. She battled so much in her sweet life, and she conquered it all. And y'all, and I'm jumping in here. My mama, like many of your mothers and many of you, worked in a textile mill. And my mom got, I mean, my dad got injured at work too, but my mom got her arm, her left arm, caught in a heddle machine.
Oh my gosh.
Something that's bobbing up and down, that's making textiles. And her, and you know, she ended up getting hoodooed by the
yeah.
Like most people that ever worked in textiles in the South. But she battled through that. And, you know, as I've said before, she was a music director. And she, you know, using the hands to direct music, she fought through that. Picking back up here, since 2008, she lived without my dad. And that was so, so hard for her. So this is where I talk about, feel like I always felt like those people were putting on a front when they'd say, don't worry, it's fine. I said, that was so, so hard on her, but now she's with him again. She got to experience freaking heaven, She got to experience freaking Easter in heaven.
Oh.
No more oxygen tanks, walkers, or canes. She's walking the streets of gold, grinning from ear to ear, singing all the hymns. I feel like I've lost my rock. She was always there when life had me down, and I hope I did the same for her. She loved coming on the radio show and was so proud when people told her they heard her. I've been lucky to have a career where I could share my family with y'all, and y'all loved her right back. Thank you for always being there for me through the highs and the heartbreaks. Thank you for loving my mama and being so kind to her. Don't be sad for us. Be happy that she's whole again with my daddy and without pain. I'll be back on the radio tomorrow. That's today to celebrate her. Funeral services will be Thursday, 2 o'clock at Riverside Baptist Church in Greer. And there's a little link on there through the mortuary, you know, if you leave notes, memories, and all that stuff. And, you know, so that front that I felt, and a lot of people probably, it probably was a front, because, like, I went through this, I was telling my sister, I was like, it's the waves of it.
It's like, what do you say to somebody?
Well, so look at this timing, man. Like, so we were off last week. I didn't go anywhere. I did, you know, stuff around the house, stuff around the farm, all this different stuff. I had to go Easter egg taking pictures and all this stuff. And my mom called me Thursday morning when I normally would have been at work. And she said, are you up yet? And I was like, well, I am now. And she said, I slipped out of the bed. Can you come help me back in? Because my mom, that's another thing. She had cancer in her leg. They had to take down to the bone on her right leg. And to paint the picture for you, it looked like she got bit by a shark. She started wearing pants. You know, she hated the way it looked. But the cancer was gone. I mean, you know, again, there was this scar, but it was gone, and we were blessed for that. So I said, well, you know, I'm off. I'll come over there. And it was quite simple. You know, look, I've slipped out of the bed before, you know, just trying to get up or whatever. So I help her back up, and she pops up on that walker, goes in there and takes a shower and gets dressed and everything. We go down there and watch Gunsmoke.
And you know she wouldn't have called unless she absolutely had to.
Well, she also had a life alert thing, a call button thing that my sister and I got her years ago. And I hung out with, she was fine. So I said, okay, well, you know, if you need me, you know, call me. So I leave and go about my day doing all the stuff. And then the next day, which was Good Friday, you probably saw on social that I took Jasper to our old stomping grounds, Bass Pro. That's where we go meet Santa Claus and Easter Bunny.
Saw the filter. That was fun.
Which, for the first time, that kid asked me this year, he's like, I'm glad they're not trying to hurt the bunny. Because you got to think, like, there's guns and stuff.
Oh my gosh.
So we're over there, you know, that's a thing they do every year over there, and you have to have an appointment, you know, and all this. So we had that set up, and we're over there, and cell phone's hooked up through the car. So as my phone rings, my daughter and I both look at the screen on the panel, and it said, Mom's Life Alert.
Oh, wow.
And I answered, and it was this sweet lady from Life Alert, and said, hey, you got your mother on hold here. She slipped out of her chair, the recliner, down into the floor, wants to know if you can come pick her up and help her back in the chair. And I said, I can, but I can honestly tell you that, because, I mean, even though I'm right here, you know, there,
around
Good Friday, I mean, it would have literally taken, like, 45 minutes to an hour, no lie. Piedmont Park Fire Department, those guys over there, and I got a card here in my pocket that I want to say hey to some people with. Zach Philpott, the battalion chief over at Piedmont Park Fire Department. Over the years, my mom, she's had a lot of falls in her home, and she lived quite close to that fire department, and over the years, she developed a sweet friendship with a lot of those firemen over there, and she would take them cookies and.
That's right. I want to say they were out there before for different stuff.
Yeah. I mean, back at Christmas, dude. That's why, you know, the company Christmas party, literally that day.
Good dudes.
You know, I know we got a break. We'll break here and we'll pick it back up because there's so much I want to share with you. And I want to share it with you because, as I've said before, and I told Mark Hendricks this yesterday, like, more than ever do I realize this show is just as much for me as it is for y'all, meaning not just y'all in the room, but y'all listening. Like, this, without this outlet, it means the world to me. And to, again, to, I'd read some of them. I ain't responded to none of them yet. I've read a lot of them. I'd start reading them, and I'd get sad. And then I'd sit there for a little while, and I'm like, I want to see what people are saying. Because it was so freaking heartwarming. Like, never met your mom, but I felt like I knew her and all this stuff. And I want to continue to talk about that because I need it. To just be quite honest with you, but I also feel this need to, like, share all this goodness. Like, it is bittersweet. The selfishness makes me miss her. But that vision of knowing where she's at, and this is another thing, too. You know, a lot of times people have passed away in your life, and you may have wondered, like, God, I hope that they got their stuff right.
Right.
Yeah.
I hope that they...
Never a doubt with her.
Beyond my dad, like, this is one of the, and my grandmother too, like, this is, there ain't no doubt.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Let's look, there's been people waiting like hell. Let's go to a name that I haven't said in a while, and it makes me so blissful to say. Let's go to P1 Pudding. Hey, Danny Ray.
Aww. How's it going, Matthew?
It's going, my friend.
Hey, bud, how'd go? I just wanted to call and tell you, I'm thinking about you, man. Mary was a sweet, kind lady, and I'm sorry for your time of loss, but my mother have been gone 17 years, September.
Yeah.
She didn't get to meet her grandson, little poop stick, who's 16 now.
Good
16.
Good lord.
Yeah, 16, yeah. And by a little farted truck. But I just wanted to tell you, man, I'm really sorry for your loss, Matt.
Thank you, man. She would appreciate that, and I want to tell you this, too, because when I saw your... First off, and Fatboy and I both said this, we recognized your phone number. Like, I'm not going to say your phone number, but it's a very recognizable number.
When
my sister and I had to go over and go through, you know, this is the other part of the process. You got through all this paperwork and stuff, and I started going through stuff I had never looked at before, and one of them was the directory from my dad's funeral, and were the guest book. And I'm going through there, and this is another testament to, and this is no bull crap. I'd love to say the full word right now. I think it'd be passable too, but I won't. That I'm going through that, and I see so many names of people that would sign their name, and they'd put P1 so-and-so, P1 so-and-so. And what was in there? Danny Ray Satterfield, P1 Pudding. He was at my daddy's funeral, dude, and you freaking called in this morning. That is like, that's unbelievable. That's wild. I know life gets...
I didn't know, bud.
Life gets going in all kind of different directions and stuff, but, man, I appreciate you.
I haven't heard this voice in years.
I know it.
Been too long.
Old, getting old and fat.
Well,
y'all are getting skinny and I'm getting fat.
Well, one of us is.
Hey, man, tell... First off, your son's 16. That's crazy.
He was in there when he was an infant in a child care.
I know. Where does it go? I'm a granddaddy now. I mean, like, what?
Yeah.
Hey.
This was a nice God, surprise.
I hope not. I hope I ain't.
Well,
oh, my goodness.
Hey, man. You holler at us, okay?
Yep. Just love you guys, man. I'm sorry, Matt.
Thank you, Danny Ray.
My number hasn't changed, but if you need me, you call.
I got it, man. Thank
nice
you.
Nice surprise, man. Right,
see you, buddy.
See you, man.
That's so nice.
That makes me feel nice. It makes me feel nice. You know, here's the other thing I have to remember, too, is that, you know, there's... I'm fully aware of this. There's a small contingency, likely, that don't give a damn. And I get it. Like, I get it. I mean, I do. But this might not be your day to listen.
That's fine.
And I don't mean that with any kind of... I got to take advantage of this. I mean, I do, because this is like... You know, like, I leave here at 10 o'clock. I go to Graceland to do all that stuff.
God, it hits you so quick.
This is my outlet right now. And if it's no more than doing me some good, I want to keep talking about it.
Like, I thought we'd never hear that voice again.
Dude, it's amazing what when bad things happen, you try to look for the silver linings and stuff. And, like, there's been relationships in my own family that have been recovered just like that because of this.
That's a beautiful thing.
But it's like, why could the ego not get out of the effing way while she was here?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where life gets you. So that's where burying the hatchet comes from. We're going to go to some phone calls. Fat Boy.
Oh, yeah.
I would like to allow you to choose.
You know what? You talk to Edith first and get old Big and hang on for a second.
Is it the Edith from Chattanooga?
One and only.
Hey, Edith.
Hey, hon.
Hey.
I'm doing good, baby. Just remember, Batman, that for every tear that falls, it's not sorrow. It's the love that you had for your mama and the love that she had for you. She'll be around forever in your heart. Just don't ever forget her.
You're such a sweet lady.
I won't forget her.
I can't believe you're a truck driver. I mean, I believe you're a truck driver, but it's like, you're such a sweet lady. I love when you call.
Well, I love listening to y'all. I listen to y'all from 6 o'clock in the morning until about 7 o'clock at night.
Oh, man. Yes. Thank you.
The radio station. I just, you know, that's what gets me going.
Well.
Is music.
Yeah.
It soothes the soul. It really does.
Thank you, Edith. Yeah.
Thank you, Edith.
And I love y'all.
We love you.
I love y'all dearly. Thanks, and my heart goes out to each and every one of y'all.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Edith. You talk about them tears. She ain't hurting no more, and she's good. So
I know.
I know. So just remember that, okay? We love you.
Yeah, my mama's up there with her, and they're up there doing the jig.
There you go. All right. Thank you, Edith.
All right. Bye-bye, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You know, my daddy's birthday is Friday, too, and that's like a special that makes me feel good, too. It's weird. I'm trying to find that, and I feel it, too. It's not like just double talk, like trying to make me feel better. Like, I know that. Just like I know P1 Big Brown is on hold. Big Brown?
What's going on, fellas?
Big.
Hey, Big.
You, man.
I'm going to peel the curtain back a little bit, if that's okay with you, Matt.
Oh, as long as my mom would approve of this story.
Oh, yeah.
Because we've been down and low before, buddy.
Well, I ain't going to talk about the rest areas.
He said areas.
Leave Florence, South Carolina out of this. Now, what were you saying?
Yeah. I never got to meet Mary. It's probably been a letdown for her because she thought I was Jason Aldean.
She did.
Oh, man.
What?
She did.
When my mom saw the picture of me and Jelly Roll and Co Wetzel and Big Brown, she thought Big Brown was, who'd you just say?
Jason Aldean.
Jason Aldean. Yeah,
that's
she did.
That's a compliment.
Yeah.
Sort of.
What do you mean, sort of? I mean, come
on. And I was talking to Matt yesterday and, he was, I seen his post and I said, everybody yesterday morning so mad when they heard the worst of intro come on.
Yeah.
And I said, collectively, when Matt posted his thing, what's Matt's biggest thing he's known for is putting his foot in his mouth. Matt put that post up, and everybody that was mad yesterday morning, their foot just went right in their mouths.
Yeah. I screenshot this and sent it to him. It said, sending lots of love and prayers to your family. Hey, baby, will be truly missed. I loved when she was on the radio show. I was mad when y'all wasn't on there this morning, but now I feel bad.
That's the best.
That was from Tracy Spradley. Thank you, Tracy. Big Brown, I appreciate you. I've talked to you humpteen times the last 2 days, and I love you, brother.
Yep. I love you guys. Love you. You know what, fat boy? I think it's time for you to sit down. Tell Matt you love him.
No, I meant to you.
He's trying to reverse it.
It would make it weird if he did it to me right now, because I would feel as though he's only doing it because of my mother. I want him to do it to you.
He's trying to flip it. Like, I'm not trying to upstage anybody.
I'm not either. Tell him. No. Tell him, Big.
But I think today you look Matt in his eyes through his sunglasses and his lazy eye and tell him you love him.
Oh, you hung up on Big. Why'd you hang up on him?
I didn't hang up on him. He's still there.
Why'd you do such a thing?
Oh, hang on. They forgot to do it for me.
Dang it. That's
soundboard, Brown.
He's got the group chat.
Love you, Big Brown.
Take care, guys. Love y'all.
See you, Big.
Oh, thank you, Big.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The best. The best. The best. 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 Damn. Damn. Damn.
Damn.
Damn.
And now it's time for the best. The best damn audio.
Yes, sir. By the way, update. Attorney Rob Inaria wanted us to know barbecue pork, his pig, will be 11 in August. And she's not any particular nationality, so I am apologize for announcing she was Korean.
You're a piggist. So.
Well, you know what's crazy? I've known more pigs that were Korean with pot bellies than I have humans that were Korean with pot bellies. You understand what I'm saying? It's like only the pigs get them. The rest of them are usually very fit, you know.
Is that long for a pig, 11 years?
You know, I don't know
they go to 50?
I don't know what the translation is as far as, you know, usually it's 7, 6, 7, 8, generally on a lot of animals, you know, in human years.
Yeah.
It's like weird inflationary numbers you got to figure out.
Stupid dog year thing, whatever that is.
And plus, if they're born on leap year, they're 14, I don't know.
He won Jackie Lee. I don't know how old he is.
I don't know.
He's a human, but he was born on leap year.
He was. It is. All right.
This lady is in Memphis, and this is viral as hell. It's been going around the past week. People have shared it like crazy. She was told that her favorite club burned down, and she was not happy.
Uh-oh.
And she was in the club partying before it burned down. Her reaction in the car. She's in the car when the news
this
people.
The news is that's the best blooper stuff, man.
We had a ball in that joint last night. I'm somebody. I didn't even have no clothes on. I had my scrubs from work on. Yeah. Just sitting in there partying last night.
Yeah.
And we left at 2 o'clock. Now here it is at 5 o'clock in the morning. My club burnt down. Who did it? Who did it? You don't mess up a good time.
Oh my God.
They stopped her in the car to tell her, like, you know. She was there a few hours before.
God bless.
You know, the sound bites they get in some of these cities, man.
God, that's good.
We don't really get them that much.
And she was wearing scrubs last night? Heck yeah.
It's coming from work.
Love it.
She was sitting there with no clothes on.
She said, I ain't got no panties on. I'm in the club.
You're wearing scrubs. That's close.
Wearing scrubs. I don't want no scrubs.
Hanging out with scrubs.
All right. God, that was good. And usually we like... We want to go off with a boom, so you got some stellar quality stuff.
Oh, the boom is on the way.
Okay. I don't want to say too much about this because it is within driving distance. It is. There used to be a place in Athens, Tennessee, where a man owned some land, and it was on a mountain cliff near a lake. And he felt bad for... He was trying to keep kids off drugs and stuff, so he would allow them to come jump off of this makeshift pier that he had made into I think, 75 to 80-foot jump.
Jesus.
Wow.
It got shut down because, and here's not the funniness of it. I mean, a person died. A person died jumping from this guy's makeshift little pier here. And This is the guy that night being interviewed. This is from some years ago. I don't know exactly how many, but this is from Local 3 News in Tennessee.
Police say 25-year-old James Sester jumped from this homemade wooden platform off this 30-foot bluff. Police call this location unsafe and poorly operated. The sheriff even says he wants to shut it down. But the owner, Charles Womack, says he's not going anywhere.
I'm just trying to help these high school kids and college kids because they ain't got no money.
That's Herbert.
I swear to God.
It is.
I swear to you. That
oh
is not
goodness.
Herbert from Family Guy.
That ain't, come on, it's got to be Herbert.
Does he? What does he look like?
He's not as skinny on a walker wearing a bathrobe.
Yeah, some.
If that helps.
I got to get it close to the
That end. Was like the big spot up around that area. And the water's beautiful. It's almost like, you know, where they've been doing mining, where the water's kind of blue-green, kind of pretty like that. I don't know if it's good for your skin or not, but yeah, it's very, very pretty. But yeah, that it's been shut down now. But that's from some years ago. But that guy's voice, do you want to hit it again?
Yeah, I got it close to the end. Okay. Here. Okay.
Anywhere.
I'm just trying to help these high school kids and college kids because they ain't got no money.
I'd let him come swim, give him some popsicles.
Mm-hmm. Have his little dog with him.
Oh my God.
Come on in. But at least they got Jump it shut down hand. Though because, you know, young man did pass away. But as that guy said, he was just trying to help them out because they didn't have no money.
I'm trying to help these little babies.
Hey, Chris.
This is.
For Family Guy, not your ex or your. Husband.
My,
not ex,
aunt.
But you're
late.
Yes.
This
he's with my mama now. How cool is that? Yeah.
I don't know exactly where this furniture store is, but it's called Showtime.
Dude, you find these local commercials that are always like bangers, man.
So obviously you can't see the video, but picture as they talk about the furniture, and this is a quick one because the guy's like a car salesman. As they talk about the furniture, you have a older woman. Mm-hmm. And what looks to be a negligee laying on the furniture that he's talking about. And she's got her little catchphrase. And we got to show you the video at some point. But
the woman in the negligee, what age would you say? Like when you say old, what is old to you now?
I would say at least 75.
Okay.
Let's start there.
Oh, boy.
Now, she may sound younger to you, but you tell me.
Okay.
Hey, this man needs help. His baby mama put him out and he ain't got no furniture.
Let him have it.
Boss lady, this man needs a bed. And all he can afford is $69 a month. How you gonna get another one without a bed?
Come on, baby.
This man needs a TV for his bedroom. All he can afford is $59 a month. You know he got all them children.
73 inches, baby.
Boss lady, this man needs air conditioning. It's hot on the street and he only can pay $49 a month.
I'll cool him down, baby.
No money down, no paycheck, all the time.
Let him have it.
Oh my God. I got to show you the video in here. Cause
let him have it.
No
73
woman.
Inches, baby.
Okay, I can pause it in the middle here.
That's too much, right, Paige?
Well,
70
oh my
inches
gosh.
Is plenty big. 73 is too much of a TV.
I know. What do you think? 3 inches too big for you?
3 inches is fine.
Can you see her? What?
You know what Robin said?
She's about to pop up.
Holy moly. She looks like Rick James' mama.
But this one guy's just laying on the bed. He don't know what's going on. Then they go back to her. Like,
that's not the Showtime with a Y.
Yeah.
It's a real place.
Oh, it's in Louisiana. Let him have it.
Oh. Wow.
How about what she's talking about the TV? 73 inches, baby.
God. See, New Orleans, if you hadn't fired us, we would have done commercials.
I know we would have helped you out.
Damn
that's
it.
Working out now.
Damn it. We could have done remotes at Showtime with, hey,
with
lady.
Her. She seems nice.
Can I do another one?
Yeah.
I work in.
Don't make me do this. You make me do the send off?
You got the send off. I think the send off is going to be good.
Oh, okay.
Well, this thanks. One here.
It's not a competition, though.
No, it's not. It really ain't. You just want to cuss people out. And that's what the FOF hotline is for, 864-241-4318. Open 24/7. This is that's a voicemail that you leave messages on. Mm-hmm. Well, this number here is a number you call to get a live response. If you want to talk some junk to somebody, guess what? They're going to talk junk back to you.
Oh, nice.
Like a 900 number?
Oh, yeah. This is a great service.
Is it like ladies doming you?
Not ladies.
Not ladies?
Nope.
Oh, God. Mm. Is this another hey stud?
Next time you get mad and you want to call somebody to talk some junk, maybe you think about calling these guys.
Good tease.
You want to talk some s***? Call me. Start some s***, bitch. Sup, fool? You gonna talk about me, homie? Where you from?
Hundreds of is waiting for your motherfucking call, and they all talking about you right now.
You wanna sell that shit? Call these motherfuckers ASAP.
Yeah, I said some shit. What? Man, fuck you and your bone spurs.
The hardest is standing by, ready to pick up that phone. Buff.
My
1-2-1-3-3-4-3.
Just dial, I'll f you up.
Deaf, classic, mystery, psycho, Jewish.
He got some other nerds calling me out Shabbat on some little bullshit ass. Better calm that shit down and come around here and show me some respect before me and my come up here and beat your ass off top.
I'm just talking shit. Call now.
$4.99 per minute.
Dude, is that what MC Ren did after NWA broke up?
I think it was.
Oh my God.
He said we got mystery blanks and deaf blanks.
Oh my Jewish blank.
How about he said
nerds
off top?
Colony.
It's all, can I say off top? Is that cool now? Like, let me cook, bro. Bussin' and Erm. Off top. Big Chungus.
Oh my God.
What the hell?
Whatever else kids say.
When you're a fan of any team, any athletic event, you know, they were talking about it at WrestleMania. Someone was there from every state in America, and like I forget how many countries around the world that bought tickets to actually go to WrestleMania. Hockey fans are nuts, and I'm not talking about feces. I'm talking about the sport of hockey. This is a lady who was clearly overserved, but look, she was on vacation. She's from Scotland, and she's a big fan somehow of the Toronto Maple Leafs. So she came in to see a series of two, maybe three games while she was in town. They did not win, and she claimed on television that she might have been the reason why. Listen to this.
I'm really sorry. I came all the way from Scotland. I thought the Leafs were going to win. Two games they lost. It must have been the fact that the guys were so overwhelmed at the size of my massive f***ing t***. They lost concentration. I am sorry. They let me sit on the bench. That's why they lost tonight. They were overcome by Scottish pheromones. They didn't know what they were doing.
Oh, my God.
Now, the bleeps, I hope you get the bleeps, because I was like, fat boy, she says her big, massive blankin' blanks. I was like, well, people know. Guess it. Text in, 1-800.
You didn't see what she looked like? How big was she?
You want to see it?
Yeah.
You'll see it live?
Watch it.
How big were they? Listen to you, Paige. You sound like a woman at a bachelorette party. Hold on.
No, I mean, she just vulgar.
Was she vulgar?
Well, I mean,
they were. I gotta make sure my volume's not on because obviously my version will not be censored.
She said BFTs.
Yeah, there you go. All right, there you go, Paige. I'll watch her.
Oh,
you can see
God.
The transcript on it. She grabs them and kind of motorboats the microphone with her. Will you play it again, real quick, fat boy?
Oh, Jesus.
God almighty. Now that people know, like she's saying, BFTs, yeah.
Okay.
I'm really sorry. I came all the way from Scotland. I thought the Leafs were going to win. Two games they lost. It must have been the fact that the guys were so overwhelmed at the size of my massive f***ing t***. They lost concentration. I am sorry. They let me sit on the bench. That's why they lost tonight. They were overcome by Scottish pheromones. They didn't know what they were doing.
She's like a young fat
God.
Bastard.
She's like the new Hawk Tua. Like, I'm going to start a digital meme coin in her honor now called Big F and T's.
Good for you.
Yeah. You want in?
Uh-uh.
All right.
Oh, they couldn't stand the sort of my boobs.
I'll put you on the flip side.
Pass.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh, memories. I threw up at the cemetery yesterday. You want to talk about that?
At the cemetery?
Yeah. It sucked.
Did you realize the quick pick wasn't there anymore? And you're like, I'll start hurling.
No.
Just nerves.
Yeah. Nerves in the heat, honestly. Yeah. And I had not what I thought budgeted my day for, like, you know, the cutting of a check normally is like a 10 to 20 minute thing.
Especially now. I mean, like, a check is what you, a promissory note for money.
Yeah. It's like, I promise it's going to be there when you go. And
cross your fingers.
Cash this in a week.
Wait till Friday.
Don't accidentally misplace this for 2 weeks and then find it and go cash it. So
Yeah, it was this, you know, all that at once, and plus it was, because my eating habits are very scheduled, and so that threw that in a loop, and I was in a spot where I needed some protein. Shut up.
You don't just puke. You have like precursors, like, because I've seen them throw up a lot.
Oh my god,
it's a gurgle. It starts with I know it sounds awful.
Like a couple mini burps, and then like a ugh after a burp, and then like a
yeah.
You do hear the gurgle, and I'm like,
I know it sounds like I'm like choking on my own. Yeah.
Before the puke, and I'm like, oh man, but it's like a sick type of puke.
I do want to share this too again, and I
sick puke.
You know, so like my mom's funeral is Thursday at 2:00 at Riverside Baptist Church, and many people said, is it going to be intrusive? Like listeners, they, you know, they're like, is it going to be intrusive if we come? Are you kidding me? Like, of course it would be. No, that's Riverside Baptist is a big church, and I'd be honored. But so anything that I talk about, probably for the next little bit, will be in that. I was telling Fat Boy.
Just don't wear nothing wild.
I'm not going to look like a commentator from WWE at WrestleMania. Don't worry.
What were you saying?
About what?
Like, if you go, don't wear anything inappropriate.
Okay.
That's what I would say.
Not me, but to, yes. Yeah, like, of course, yeah. People know.
Remember the guy we saw, we thought he was wearing a Coca-Cola shirt, but it said the C word on it and didn't say Coke.
Oh, my God.
We didn't realize it until he got real close. I'm like,
people with bad vision wouldn't have noticed it. They would have walked up and popped him on the shoulder and says, I like it, too. Back in my day, it was only a nickel. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is, anything that I talk about for the next little while will likely be in that, but it's not a a plead for sympathy or anything like that. It's just sharing what's going on with you and all of that. And so this was, again, a very honest, like, beautiful thing. So I remember years ago, and it was my mom that told me this, and you know, my daddy gave me a nod and said, she's right, Matthew, from when my mom and dad got married, my grandparents, you'll never believe what they gave them for a wedding gift. You'll never believe what my grandparents gave my mom and dad for a wedding gift. The year was 1970.
China? Like fine China?
Good guess. Not even close.
So it wasn't a good guess. It was an awful guess.
Well, I was entertaining you. Paige, I don't want you to think about it too hard. Let me tell you what it was. It was karate swords. No, it was not karate swords.
Like, what was that yesterday?
That's what I said. I said karate swords instead of a katana. I called it a karate sword. No, my grandma and grandpa gave my mom and dad for a wedding gift grave plots.
Oh, well, look, I mean, that's...
I know. Like, it's so wild. At the moment...
Boy, it paid off now, though.
For years, it was like, boy, that was a weird gift. Or in the moment for them, like, wow, is there something that I need to know about here? Like, why are they giving us grave plots? You going to die? You know.
Plus, if somebody buys you that, that's where they want you. You might not necessarily.
So, here's the thing. My grandma and grandpa, this is the way the story was passed down. This is what's just great about life and family and all this stuff and good record keeping is that, so my grandma and grandpa gave that to my grandma, my mom and dad for the wedding gift, which is on the other side of them. So it's a grave plot. My grandma and grandma had, grandma and grandpa, I didn't have lesbian grandmas. Grandma and grandpa had going this way, and then they ended up getting the other side to give to my mom. You understand what I'm saying? So it's one headstone for four people, essentially.
I was wondering now if there are lesbian grandmas out there.
I'm sure there are.
Do you have one?
And if they're working, go drink happy hour tonight.
So you talk about like in a row, just like straight down.
No. So, look, this is a wall. Think about the border.
Okay.
My grandma and grandpa would be on America's side, and my mom and dad. I don't want to do that.
That's no, it so worse.
All right, let's do this like the Mason. Oh, I don't want to do that one either. All right, we'll do like Spartanburg County, Greenville County. My grandma and my grandpa hated Spartanburg. So
like
they're
it.
Going one direction, they're going the other direction, and there's a wall between them.
Oh,
it's a gravestone.
Kind of like back to back.
And what we found out, because
And I don't want to say the name of it because I'm not looking for a, they're not looking for a free plug. I don't, there's not that many anyway, but blah, blah, blah. They kept, this particular cemetery had the records for the plot. And what really had happened was my great grandfather, I love this. My great grandfather bought four of those and gave them to each of his and her kids, and then they all flipped them on the other side for their kids. So you turn four plots into 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 16. 16 people died. I mean, in the same, it's brilliant.
I wonder how the hell that worked. But you could pass them down.
They literally had the paperwork from 1947 that my great-grandpa, I literally saw the paper he signed with his own hand. I saw my great-grandma's autograph, the great Mabel. I saw her name written as it was, dated, postmarked Greenville, South Carolina, 1940. Like,
they keep records that far.
Dude, I was amazed. It's like this day and age of digital, to see that, and the paper was like yellowing and like.
So they'll do it going forward, though? Like whatever you sign will
yeah.
go in there?
Oh, yeah. They got records like hell. I mean, it was really, really cool to see that. You know, all the different stamps that would go on there and all this postmark.
How much do you pay for them?
Guess. For just, I don't know for the four, but for the plot that now will house my mother coming on Thursday, my father and grandparents in front. 47. How much did my great-grandpa pay for that?
You said 1947.
1947.
Like 80 bucks? Paid, is it too low?
Yes.
You said 80?
Yeah.
100?
$150.
God, that's a... I mean, how much are they now? A couple G's?
Well, upwards you said, of 10.
God almighty.
Especially if you want to be near the lake.
There's inflation on dirt?
Dude, if you want to be near a lake, it's more. Like, if you want it, if you are up by the road, it's less.
Why?
Because you're being disturbed by the traffic. I don't know.
Or you're like in eminent domain.
I think it's what they're thinking. Like, oh, people going to be walking by the grave here. You know, homeless people.
Oh, peeing everywhere.
Urinating, urinating and things.
Doo-dooing on headstones.
Throwing feces. Oh. And, but if you're near the lake, it's more. I don't know. But it was.
Mausoleum's got to be ridiculous.
Nice little cool thing to say. You know, that's another thing I was going to tell you. I was talking about, you know, with your dad.
Yeah. Part of him's in the office. In the Tupperware bowl.
God, nice. You use something else.
The other 40 pounds of the bag is at a local cemetery.
I was telling the guy who's very, very Italy. Nice. Like, that's a job. You've got to have great customer service because people are bereaving and all this stuff. And the guy was freaking excellent. He did all this stuff, get all this paperwork. And he was telling me now, I shared with him that your father had passed because the guy knew of the show. I don't think he listened, but he knew of the show. And I said, your father had been cremated. And he was telling me now, like, people often don't know what to do with the urn, whether to put it in their house, where to put the ashes, if they don't know what to do with them. So you now, they have little, like, it's a little locker, but it's a mausoleum, but it's like a little locker that you can go, I know.
There's
I
a like, local local cemetery that has fobs just for the mausoleums.
What?
Yeah. You got to be like, you know, you pay for your fob, but, you know, that's the only way you can get in.
They ain't got an app.
They got the things you could scan, the QR codes on the headstones.
God, like the Ingalls Advantage card?
And it brings up pictures and whatnot.
I'll be dead lame. The world's crazy.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.